Oh yeah, that's a Baja Blast, baby.
Another episode of the Tabletop Champions. I'm Lauren, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Ben, who plays Throden.
Hello.
Matt, who plays Fennel.
Why don't you make like a tree and leave? I mean,
I think
help
he
me.
Used that one last week.
Well, it's going to be Fennel's thing now, but instead of like making you leave, he wants you to help make trees.
What?
Oh, we'll workshop it.
Yeah.
Kyle, who plays our packs.
Oi, oi.
Sean, who plays a button?
A button's here.
It's over Kyle, damn it.
This cabin fever's killing me, guys.
Oh my god. It's Stephanie, who plays Raquel.
I hit it with a stick.
So much has happened within 30 seconds. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Cabin fever.
I will say, I think a lot of times our intro really sets the tone for what's going to happen in the next bit of the episode.
My god, this would be great. Alrighty.
Oh, where did I go?
Alright, so last episode, Marcus just kind of dropped y'all off in a weird ass spot in the Centaur Forest.
And then he just fucking bounced.
Because he's behind this shit. He's the bad guy.
He's totally the bad guy. You all called it.
Because no one checked if he was the Rakshasa.
Hey, Matt, how many hit points did Marcus have?
At more level 20. At level 20, he had like 210.
Okay, I think I can do that in one round.
Yeah, we got
it. I have his stats now. It's okay.
Stark only had 120.
Don't make me kill Marcus. Don't make me do that.
There's no way he had 210. Anyway.
I don't know, but Stark had really shitty HP, didn't he?
Yes.
Just in general, like in life, yes. Like the entire campaign. So uh-huh. Why are you... So of course he has 100 more.
We'll be all right. Okay, so zoning back in. Whenever you guys got there, the place felt familiar to Throden as it was from his vision on his trip that he went on. And he feels a pull to find a tree for some reason. After walking for a while, the gang stumbles upon a small group of kobolds fighting some stone golem. Battle ensued and they defeated all the kobolds plus the golem. Got some cool loot. Decent loot? Meh. Yeah, sure. And then Throden still felt the pull. And they move further on into the woods until a beautiful tree comes into view. And a masked figure kind of steps out from behind the tree. And she sounds familiar to Throden as she says, "Greeting, champions. It's about time you've gathered here." And she removes her mask. And Throden, you're looking at your wife.
Oh, shit. This is the most important part. How is this the part that I forgot?
I don't know, Benjamin.
That is kind of the one thing you probably should have remembered.
Yeah. Right.
How could you
forget? Like, I forgot, but it's not my wife.
Oh, man. I forgot we... The last thing I remembered was raising the kobolds. And I'm like, all right, that's
where... Do you need a second?
No. I was not expecting to see you here.
Well... I was expecting you here a little earlier. And from behind her jump up like 50 kobolds. And at first they have their bows drawn upon you.
And I draw my bow. I'm there as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're all there.
I draw my bow and point it at the kobolds.
Okay. And she just kind of waves her hands to put it down. And the kobolds reluctantly do so.
I do not.
That's fair.
I'm looking over at Raquel, sorry.
Yeah. And they seem to be kind of chattering amongst themselves, and they're pointing at their zombified companions. but they're also looking very strangely at this figure before them. And she just simply says that they're only a little upset to see their own not responding to them. You understand.
Yes. He kind of like motions his hand and has them just like walk off. He like has them go like stand behind like a tree or a bush or something.
Just staring off at nothing, just standing there motionless.
Yep.
They just hide behind one tree and they're like peeking out behind it.
Right?
Five zombie kobolds try to stick behind a 1 foot in diameter tree.
They stack up on each other and wear a trench coat.
Three kobolds in a trench coat.
It's five, but sure.
That's my favorite song.
I was going to say it.
You
took it.
Which is good to see you.
And this time she steps down from the tree and approaches you very carefully and kind of walks a little bit around you, evaluating almost, before she says, "It is good to see you too. The Raven Queen has sent me here."
I was just about to ask if she had any like symbols or any shit on her, but all right, I guess never mind.
No, that's fine. You guys can absolutely see this is a lizardfolk woman who looks a little akin to Throden, but she's missing parts of her skin, and it looks like maybe she looks like at one point in time she was kind of decomposing, but she's no longer doing that. It's a little unnerving at first.
Okay, because I was going to ask, because like I remember her night like having a jaw the last time we saw her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Just does she look like she's capable of magic, particularly disintegration rays, or
asking for a friend?
Right.
Does she look like she could be a rock Sasha?
Are her hands backwards?
I mean, how about
do we have like a rock Sasha test?
Seeing that there's kind of like a friendship thing going on here, I put my bow down and I look at this lizard folk woman and I just say, "They took their own lives." Mostly hit the lizard men.
I'm sure they did. She looks very skeptical. Go ahead and roll me perception checks, everyone who's trying to get an idea of who she is.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
You want perception? I'm sorry, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Of course. I'm going to say my character sheet is not working when in actuality I have not logged into Roll 20 yet.
I got an 11.
16.
Okay. So
I'm just looking. I'm not looking around apparently because I'm not prepared.
You're fine. You do what you need to and I will ad lib as needed. So, Fennel and Urpax, she definitely does seem like a lizard folk. You're not sure of what power she could possibly be capable of. Stephanie, you're kind of getting a better look at her, and you see, like, spores and fungi growing on her skin, almost like those of Throden's. So maybe she has similar powers to him, but you're not sure. This decomposing thing and state that she is in is really weird.
Okay. I guess I'm sitting now. Urpax is far away. Okay. I'll just hang tight. Just observing.
But she doesn't seem like she's wearing very like splendid robes and ornate like a face mask, but she took it off. But that's all you can really see.
Okay. And we've never really met her, right? I remember.
Correct. You have not met her.
So since I'm standing next to Throden, I'm going to kind of hit him and be like, "Well, darling, aren't you going to introduce us?"
I rolled a 20, looking kind of at her.
Abutton, you do see that she's same thing as Raquel. She's wearing splendid robes, and she does have some fungi growing on her that similar to Throden's. But nothing seems to strike out except for the fact that she's in a weird... She was decaying, but no, she's no longer doing that. She's done decomposing.
Oh, good for her.
She's working on her best life now.
Fennel would raise his hand, is like, Throden, who is she?
Darling, don't worry about it. Hello, dear. My name is Raquel Underscotch. You are?
Hold on. Let me check notes real fast. I want to make sure I'm saying this right.
I hit Throden and I said, "Aren't you going to introduce us?" And yes, Throden didn't say shit, so I went ahead.
I was waiting for you to finish describing stuff to Sean.
No,
Sean jumped in and said, "I rolled a 20."
Darling, tell me what your damn name is. Fuck. I took a swig of my wine.
Right.
Everyone, this is my mate, Throden.
Well, that's confusing.
I'm writing that one down. This is my mate, Throden.
What'd you call her before you mated?
Well, I called her Throden.
His name was not always Throden.
I totally understand and accept this. Throden number two, it's wonderful to meet you, darling.
I completely understand, my dear.
I don't know if it's.
I look at Raquel and I say, two. Would you I like a drink?
Also, Throden. Right?
Well, if you were to assign numbers, she would be the first.
So we've got Throden squared and Urpax cubed now.
Oh, that's very progressive of you. You took her name when you guys got.
No. It was Throden is the name of the druid
of the first husband
of our people. All right. Druids of our of this type bear the name Throden.
Oh.
Yep, that still makes no sense.
God. My last name was Sariv.
Oh, wait, I do kind of recall that.
What is it now?
Throden.
Oh, wait. Oh. All right. I'm going to go.
That's so bad. So, yes, well, we'll come up with nicknames later down the road if you. Mate, Throden number one is going to continue on with us. We can call you number two. That's fine.
She looks really amused at this entire conversation. Throden, your companions are charming.
I'm not sure that was the word I would use, but yes.
Rude.
Oh, P.S. A button asked me if I wanted a drink, and I'm going to go.
I completely understand, my dear. And I look at Raquel, and I'm like, would you like a drink?
Oh, darling, always. And then I hold out my hand.
And I take her hand, and we drink.
Nice. What are you giving me?
I don't have anything.
Oh, my God, man. I thought you were offering me a drink.
No. No, I said, rude. Would you like a drink?
Yeah, give it.
It's not Clover.
Right, you just see a button looking up at you with his hand outstretched.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood, darling. No big deal, no big deal. And so then I start drinking from my own flask.
That's
all right.
Damn, Sean, I thought you were giving me booze. Damn.
I don't have shit. I'm a poor bird that likes buttons. I take nothing else but buttons.
That's fine, but, you know, I'm disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
She continues. The Raven Queen set me here to protect the site of the artifact. And at that, she goes up and she lays her hand on this splendid tree. And the leaves are falling, and they're bright, brilliant red and orange leaves. And as a couple kind of float down, there's like a little hiss, like almost like they're fire. And as she steps away, she says, she sent me here to protect the artifact until you have arrived. Now, I know how to get to it, but it will require nightfall. Would you like to make camp at our home until then?
Sounds like a win.
Sure.
Some respite probably wouldn't hurt.
Quick question.
I do have one question. Oh,
yeah. Just you can ask next. Sorry. Are you a Rakshasa?
No.
Cool.
Perfect.
Do Rakshasas have to admit if they are?
Yeah, it's like cops. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, are you a cop? You have to tell me if you are.
I am not.
Are you a Rakshasa? You have to tell me.
Mm-hmm. It's the rules.
Like Kyle's rules. Yeah, I love Kyle's rules.
Kyle's rules. No, but come camp with us and we can return in the nightfall.
Could I ask my question?
Oh, yes, please. Sorry.
What is this artifact? We keep hearing about it, but nobody's really explained it.
The gods have faced a problem of your opponent, Krazak. Yes. You've seen some of his power, right?
Yes.
You've seen how he has turned this world into eternal darkness. You've seen the armies he attempted to form under his banner and the destruction it can cause. Krazaketh is the reason our tribe fell, and he has been consuming all across the plain. And because of it, he wants to destroy the gods. The gods have combined their powers into an artifact. I'm not sure what it looks like, but it's supposed to help grant you powers to defeat Krazaketh and his army. That is all I know of it.
Hey, Raquel.
Hey, what?
Button has your bottle, and he's just listening to this. He is drinking all of it very fast.
Whoa,
very, very fast. It's already like... And then okay. A Button, because he doesn't drink, a Button looks very ill.
Okay, so I'm gonna message you. I'm gonna thieves can't you? You know, darling, it's okay that you're drinking all my booze. I have a backup bottle, don't worry. But what is the matter?
But in Button looks at you, and if he could slur through thieves can't, he would. He just he drops the bottle, the empty bottle, and he just looks at you and he says, "I don't know what to do with this thing." And then he just pukes everywhere.
Oh, darling, what a waste. Ugh. Again, a good thing I have my backup bottle. But, really, a Button, what is wrong?
I messaged back, never drank before.
Why now?
It's around. You do it.
I learned it from watching you.
seemed right.
Raquel's a bad role model.
What are you talking about? She's great.
A button's gonna get up and walk over to this lizard folk lady and say, "Just you wait, Sunny. Why don't you have a seat?"
She looks confused and then looks up at Throat and like, "What?
Is a Button okay?"
Shrugs.
Button's gonna motion to himself and say, "A bigger purpose." And then I point at Fennel, and then I point at her and I say, "Fondness of your physique."
Fennel just face palms, is like, "A Button, for one thing, she's married. Another thing, I have a foul of celibacy. I do not partake of the flesh."
Button shakes his hands away, and then he looks serious and he says, "Definitely hope I don't die."
So I'm gonna.
I was waiting for more. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, he's trying to convey something.
I know. So I'm gonna message him in thieves can't. You know, having hard time understanding is tell me this way.
He's gonna say a bigger purpose, and he's gonna point at Fennel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna say can't die, and he's gonna motion at Fennel, and then he's gonna motion at her, and he's gonna thieves can't to you. Very dangerous mission.
Okay, I'll just say thank you. Darlings, Button seems to be very worried about our next little adventure, and we definitely need to be careful. So everyone, please, you know, we probably need to caution. I'm going to message him. Do you know what's ahead?
Button's just going to say gods, and then he's going to thieves can't little man. And then he's going to thieves can't won't help us. And then he's going to thieves can't without help. Very dangerous.
Who's little man?
He's going to motion the words asshole halfling.
The fuck is it? Oh, no. I know. I was like, who is an asshole? Oh. No, no, I literally.
And then he's going to motion. He's going to thieves cant to you and say, God's poured power into artifact. And he's going to say, trickster halfling, asshole halfling, might be a trick. Because Button would know that Grifto, Button would know that Grifto is kind of a god, right?
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to.
Go ahead.
I have limited memory of it. Basically, I just really remember being sent off, and I basically have very little memory.
Mm-hmm.
But I would recall that he's kind of an asshole, and if he's a part of this, it's not good. I have no recollection of any other gods. The only god that I know is Grifto, and so this is very worrisome, especially because I'm Fennel's ward,
mm-hmm.
and she's talking about this artifact. Button's a little nervous.
Okay. So then, obviously it's, you know, cause I'm not saying anything out loud. It's going to be very apparent that I am, you know, exacerbated by this, artifact, a trick.
He's gonna motion lizard person, lizard woman talks artifact. Right. And then he's going to motion God's artifact. God evil, maybe trick.
Okay. And so then I'm just not going to say anything.
I'm not trying to derail. I just would be genuinely worried.
No. Listen, and honestly, I'm, you know, I'll say, you know, thanks. And then, all right, darlings, well, let's get our drink on. You know, a Button obviously didn't do very well with it, but that's okay. You know, let's, you know.
Button's going to reach out his hand and say, would you like a drink?
This time I understand, darling, and yes, I would love to have a drink with you. But Erpak saw the entire conversation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so I'm going to message to Erpak. You saw that, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that. Do you know he speaks with these kids?
Yes, I do.
I told her. Yeah, I messaged her.
A Button does not know that.
Correct. Right.
But I do. And so, honestly, I was going to go talk to him. But honestly, then I'm going to thieves can't. Fennel's obviously important. We need to be very careful. Don't tell Throden or Fennel.
Yep.
Don't tell number two.
Fennel's only important because he spoke my command word.
So. No, listen, and that's fine, you know, but honestly, I think it's one of those things where it's important for more than one person to know, but nothing to like cause panic, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, but I mean, I'm concerned, and I'm just going to say.
I think it's more than fine. And even if it's, you know, a red herring or whatever, I don't know, but you bring up a good point. We're kind of going into this blindly thinking, oh, there's this artifact and all the gods put all the powers in there and everything's hunky-dory.
And it's just convenient that we're fucking meeting everybody and it's leading us to this artifact. And
yeah. And then Marcus
put us here and there was a golem and yeah, it's all very convenient and stinks of trickery. And so I'm just going to motion at myself and say, life is a very, very fragile thing. And then I'm going to motion at Fennel and say, definitely hope I don't die as I tap him on the thigh.
I mean, yeah, like rhythmically. I'll try to make sure you don't die.
Button's going to motion at himself and say, no, darling, no. And he's going to pat you on the leg and say, definitely hope I don't die. And he's going to point at you.
You mean you hope I don't die?
Yes!
does a Button have somebody say yes to him once?
Yes.
It's like...
You think we've gone through the entire campaign never saying the word yes?
Yeah.
It's like, why would you think I'd die? It's just like, as long as we keep watching each other's backs, we should be fine.
Yeah, Fennel is right. We will all be careful and, you know, go find this artifact with Throden one leading the way.
Family to me.
Yes,
he taps you on the leg and all of you, he motions to all of you, says, family to me.
Yeah.
New friend, darling.
I pat a button on the head.
Perfect.
Yep. Oh, shit.
So this, what should we do?
This does make me think that perhaps leaving here is a bad idea.
Do you wish to press forward immediately?
Well.
She cocks her head.
This is where we would have to return to. Yes. This is the entrance to our trial.
Yes, I have to open the gate for you.
Well, if we need to wait until nightfall, we can wait here rather than going elsewhere.
Can I pick up one of the zombie kobolds and say, I'm having soup later. Or, I'm having soup later. I was planning on eating this later. I'm going to pull out a knife and go behind a rock. Actually, no, I'm not even going to go behind a rock. I'm just going to start cutting into it.
Like make an attack roll against a zombie.
Okay. Yeah,
because they're not. But I just see them as not moving.
They're just kind of standing there. But
so it's just meat. Okay, attack roll. That would be. I don't even think that it would just be an unarmed weapon attack to wring its neck, right?
I mean, it's not breathing, so it's not going to do a whole lot.
But break its spine, possibly do some damage. I don't know.
Let me see. Hold on.
You don't have like a dagger or a knife or something?
I don't have, no. I literally came with nothing in my bags. My bow. I have like...
Wait, weren't you like carving stuff up before?
Was I?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, you were.
Did you chop off a dagger? Can I have a dagger?
Yeah.
Okay.
As you say that, she quickly turns around and says something in a language that I don't think any of you speak. And all the kobolds that are there go... Aw, they couple kick the ground and then they start marching away.
Are you sure I don't? What?
Do you speak Draconic?
I'm a lizard folk, yes.
Oh, that's right.
I was going to say, I'm moment. Like, yeah, you might.
I'm going to guess he speaks the same language as his Draconic? Wife.
It's Eastside Draconic. Now, she basically tells him, okay, go back to the camp. You need to prepare.
I'm going to still attempt to cook this thing.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, Sean.
Throne will like go over to you and say, you might want to try the one that's fresher. And he like motions over to the chieftain that he didn't raise.
Okay, yeah.
And he's going to say,
I completely understand, my dear. And I'm just going to go set to work on that one.
And she just kind of cocks her head and says, could you have waited till they were gone to have done that?
No.
A button just shrugs.
Very well. And so you guys have about 5 hours to basically kind of chill, hang out. Is there anything that anyone wants to do during that time?
Cook dinner for everybody.
Cook dinner for everybody. Okay. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, what?
Raquel needs to make me a wisdom saving throw, please.
Fucking fantastic.
What did you do?
What did you do? I didn't fucking do anything, and that's what makes me fucking scared.
I'm sitting here cutting up her friends.
Fucking 19. You said a wisdom saving throw, right?
Yes.
Fucking 19. What are you doing to me?
Don't worry about
it. I love you. I trust you, and I don't. I'm going to say I trust you, but I don't.
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right. 19.
That's fine. You get the heebie-jeebies for about 5 minutes, and then you're good.
5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In D&D world, that's a fucking eternity.
That's like a whole conversation about, I don't know.
I don't know. Stuff. Okay, so I just feel uncomfortable, Lauren?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I feel uncomfortable, can I just like look around? Like I'll stay where I'm at, but maybe like, you know, see if there's anything that I see around me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or see it. Jesus, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm looking for, but
well,
I guess
yeah,
I'm,
no, it's fine.
If I'm well, feeling uncomfortable... Check. Fucking 16.
You don't see anything.
Okay. I continue to drink.
All right. Cool. Is anyone doing anything besides making dinner?
The only thing I can think of is since there's so much nature around here, I think Vanel's just like admiring it because for the longest time they were in darkness and a lot of the nature was dying. So I'm assuming it's better now. Yeah.
Yeah, so in this part of the woods that you're in, one of you guys had entered the forest. It was made primarily of, like, fungi and mushrooms of different sizes and color. Here it's a nice mixture of both fungi and mushrooms and trees. So there's, like, a weird combination of wildlife, or fauna, whatever,
growing in this area.
Do any of these mushrooms look edible, Lauren? Can I do a survival check?
Make me a survival check.
Because I need to find food for Fennel, because I know that he's a make me survival vegetarian. Check, 11.
Yeah, they look, the bright red ones look super edible.
Cool. I'm making dinner for Fennel. So at one point, I would bring some sautéed mushrooms with some crispy mushrooms on top of it with whatever else I had in my pack left over from the previous one. Yeah.
Perfect.
A basic meal that I assume is totally perfect and not fucked off at all.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
We're gonna find out.
I think Fennel just takes this time to use like his new druidic powers to kind of like commune with nature.
That's fair. Yeah. So with your new druidic powers, you are kind of tuning into what's going on around you, and eventually you can kind of like feel like something small. Running through the forest. And you kind of like, you know, lean your head that way to see if you can hear them. You mm-hmm. don't. And then it happens again on the other side. You kind of open your eye to see if you can see what's going on. You don't see anything. So you just think that there's some small things kind of running around the forest that you just cannot see yet. But they definitely do seem nature. They seem druidic.
Can I try to follow it?
Yeah, roll me a perception check.
17.
All right. You kind of stand up and you walk towards the last time you saw a movement. And as you get closer, you actually see one of the little mushroom people that a button killed. Not the exact one, but one similar to it.
Those are also going into the stew for Fennel. Oh. They're mushrooms. Sentients or not, it's not meat.
But they're also living creatures.
It's not me.
Can you tell the difference between regular mushroom and previously sentient mushroom?
I did slice them up.
Knowing Lauren should probably make me roll a check to find out.
I'm guessing you're going to need to do a check on know, this baby. Anyway.
Because Fennel is like, he abhors any consuming of sentient creatures. So if he finds out that there once was a living mushroom inside his meal, I think he would just freak out. But he sees this like living mushroom right now, right?
Yeah, he sees one kind of popped up. It's looking at you very, it's like, it's standing and it's kind of like waddling towards you a little bit. And it cocks its little head to the side, kind of watching you to see what you're going to do.
I think I just, like, sit down, you know, like, just, like, not really greet him, but more of, like, show that I'm not threatening or anything like that. Maybe offer my hand, so if it wants to, it can be on the palm, so I can, like, lift him up to be eye to eye.
Okay. So go ahead and roll me a... Is there a nature check in this shindig? Or am I thinking Pathfinder?
Yeah.
No, there's nature.
Do a nature check. Straight up nature check.
Ooh, a seven.
You hold out your hand, it's just a little too fast for it, and it darts off into the woods.
Aww.
But you can see, a few minutes pass as you're sitting there, kind of watching, you see its little head poke back out. And as soon as it notices that you notice it, it hides again.
I think Fennel's going to actually like start meditating, like what he used to do in the monastery, but more of like try to attune with nature, see what happens there.
Yeah. Okay. So, Fennel, you start meditating and feeling deep in your soul, trying to connect with nature. And you feel something kind of tapping on your foot.
I open one eye and look down to see if it's the little mushroom person.
And there's two of them.
And they attack you.
And they eat your footsies.
Are they like doing anything, just like curious more than anything else?
One's kind of poking you. That was what the tapping was. It looked like it went back and got a friend, and the other mushroom is kind of like poking your foot to see what you do.
I just kind of like smile, but do nothing else and just continue meditating, see if that does anything.
Yeah. You can feel them start climbing on you, and then you feel more little feetsies, and more, and more,
oh,
and a lot more. And you kind of crack open your eyes because you're like, something's weird here. And you see you have like 10 little mushrooms hanging out on you.
They're just like climbing and like moving
yeah,
around.
They're just, oh, yeah, they're just, they're vibing.
Are we going to have a third throat in?
As long as they're not doing anything threatening or anything like that, I think Fennel just sees it as a chance to like be one with nature, and instead of them like trying to attack him, is like just lets them see, tries to see and show them that he's not being threatening or anything like that.
Yeah.
By the way, Lauren, thumbs up. This place is cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, I've always wanted to play in a fungi-filled forest with weird shit, so this is happiness.
It's like the weirdest statement I've ever heard you say.
It's such an oddly specific thing to have always wanted to do.
Okay. Anyway. Listen, I support you.
Whatever.
It was odd.
Whatever.
I think Fennel might like start not like actively using this key, but maybe use it to emit like wavelengths to show that he's like good for plants or something like that. Like,
okay, make me a wisdom check real fast.
21.
Look, plants, 21. I'm tasty. You should eat me.
Not that kind of.
then I can become one with nature.
Not that
you're
kind of.
Emitting a bit of your ki power, and you actually feel the mushrooms absorb it. It's a little shocking, but they seem to absorb it, and you kind of crack your eye open to see what happens. And the original one that found you is glowing a beautiful yellow color. And it walks over to its friend that it brought and just punches it square in what would be its face. And the little mushroom goes flying off.
Oh,
hey, Matt, idea. Mm-hmm. Fucking store your key points in them and then just like crack your neck later to like use it.
Yeah, just pop it in your mouth.
Just pop it in your mouth.
I immediately stop and like look down. It's like, no, we don't do that.
This is somebody's fetish.
They're key batteries.
Oh my god!
Fucking mushroom forest vor. That's an oddly specific fetish. But...
Alrighty.
But
moving on.
But to that fan, you're welcome.
Welcome.
Oh shit. I like slowly like unthreatening shown we don't hit.
And it just kind of looks at you, looks at its friend on the ground, looks back at you, and then just looks down.
It's just like, I think it's just like the whole thing is like Fennel's just communing with nature and trying to become a better monk for nature.
Congratulations, you have communed with a bunch of little mushroom dudes who learned how to punch.
I don't know how to
store that shit for later.
No.
All the power, none of the responsibility.
That sounds horrible. But Matt, just think how nutritious they'll be.
Thurden, what are you doing?
Probably talking with my wife.
Everybody trying to mentally scar Fennel here.
Oh, please don't say out of character Matt didn't think about it for just a second.
Don't give me all.
There it is. Character. Oh, I know, I'm just kidding.
So she sits down with you, and there's kind of an awkward silence for just a moment.
She has a new lover.
It's one of the kobolds.
Congrats, it was the chieftain you killed. No. She just kind of looks at you and she says, "Are you doing well?"
I am surviving at least.
Well, surviving's better than the alternative.
What about you?
she kind of like holds out her hands, kind of studies them and them down. I am not sure what I am. I am neither living nor dead, but yet I am here talking to you, and I have a small clan of kobold at my beck and call, so I guess I'm okay. They kind of just do whatever I want them to do. It's almost like home.
Theron just kind of nods his head. How did you come to lead these kobolds?
The Raven Queen put me here. She said that I would help, hopefully, guide you and help protect the artifact. You see, you remember our enemies, and they killed everyone. It was to get to the cave where they thought the artifact was hidden, but it was they were wrong. And the Raven Queen saw my vengeance in the afterlife and brought me back to serve her purpose, which is to shepherd you here. So with my mission coming to an end, this may be the last time we speak.
But if we do not complete this mission, you will stay here.
Perhaps. But you need to complete the mission. As she looks at you very sternly. We will meet again. You know this, and I know
this is true.
She sighs. Who knows? Perhaps we'll meet sooner than you expect. But I wouldn't wish just selfishly me.
Theron kind of nods and he says, well, hopefully it is not too long then before we meet again, if this is to be our last.
Then make it count. And is anyone doing anything else?
I don't think so.
I'm good.
I'm good?
Yeah, no.
Did Fennel eat my dinner?
Would I recognize that there's some of the mushrooms from the living mushrooms?
Make a perception check.
15?
I'm not that good of a cook, Lauren.
Well, wait, you made soup, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You made great. Yeah. Well, hold on.
You chopped that shit up just a little bit.
Yeah.
No one's going to know.
You know, hold on. Let's do this. Sean, make me a performer's check.
Okay. I'm, what the fuck? This fucking pop out. Perform. A 9.
Oh, yeah. You see bits of mushroom people in.
Is there, like, a little face that, like, rises out of the soup?
Floats you just for miss a second? It. It just floats
so
up.
So fucked up, Sean.
There's just a little hand pops up with a thumbs, giving a thumbs up.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, God.
I think you just see
I just picture a little face rolling out of the soup, like, rising to the top.
Like, you see him, like, about ready to, like, eat the soup, and when he looks at his spoon, he sees the little face, and it's like, and passes out.
That's the soup down next to you. Rustles some grass beneath your head, lays down next to you, and you just hear snoring. The snoring, the ear pack snoring noise.
Delightful. And the day drags on, and eventually it starts getting darker. And it's at this point where you notice that as the sunlight is fading for night and you look up at the tree is glowing and glowing like as though it's on fire. Leaves fall from the tree and they almost resemble falling ember. Throden stands up in all her splendor and kind of dusts out her cloak. And she looks at you. She says, it is time. And then she pulls a stick from somewhere. The ground, of course.
Okay, I was gonna say where.
Somewhere.
God, this is the sexiest episode. We've got mushroom boar. We've got fucking dead lizard people pulling sticks out of things. Like
Sean Patrick.
God, I don't know about you guys, but I've found
no,
a new
Sean,
fetish.
I hate you. Go watch your exotic. It's fine.
Cold.
Oh, and God. She begins to start drawing runes around the tree in itself, and she begins chanting in a language I think Throden and maybe Fennel would recognize as druidic. And as she's chanting,
I don't remember if
you'd get that Fennel, being a druid.
Yeah, I think maybe you start teaching him that
one day.
It's probably also
that's part why I said of maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So she begins start chanting in druidic, and wind begins to pick up as she's moving clockwise around the tree. And the leaves from the tree swirl around you, a couple leaves landing on bare skin and burns just a sizzle. Once the runes are completed and completely circled around the tree, she throws her hand up, and there's a flash of lightning as a streak connects with the tree. You're blind for just a moment, but as the dots behind your eyes kind of clear up, you look up and see that the tree, the top of the tree, has been snapped completely off and is fully engulfed in flames. But in the middle of the tree, however, there's a hole. Looks almost like a portal. The wind doesn't die down, and Throden just simply says, "Enter," and she looks at you, all of you.
Not it first.
Button walks in.
Button walks in.
I follow. Button is like, "Should we let him go in alone, or should we just go ahead and go in?"
As Button
definitely steps- hope I don't die today.
A button, as you step through, you feel the heat of the fire, but it doesn't burn. And as you take steps down, you find that as you walk in, it's like a wooden staircase leading down into the ground. There are roots kind of coming out through the dirt, but they steer clear of the stairway. But it is completely dark. It's darkness.
Okay. Do I hear anybody coming behind me to follow, or?
Oh, I'm following.
Yeah, I'll follow. Okay. I'm not going to leave you alone.
I begrudgingly follow.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a stealth check. Leading the group.
Okay.
Here. Fuck it. I'm rolling turds tonight. 12.
12.
Okay. I'm hidden.
Unless you have dark vision, it's hard to see as you guys are starting to go down your path. Throden, do you follow?
Yeah. Throden kind of is the last one to follow, I think, and he kind of lingers, looking at Throden.
And she reaches out and takes your hand, and this is probably the first time since Grifto's maze that she has been this tender with you. And she says, "Until we meet again."
Until then. And he goes into the portal, into the tree.
All right, so a button, you are leading everyone down. Do you have dark vision?
I have low light vision.
That's not a thing.
Oh, that is dark vision. I was looking at the wrong thing because I just had to look it up.
No, that's fair. So you're able to. Does anyone not have dark vision?
I don't think that I do.
I do not have dark vision.
I think most of the part. I think the only one with it is Fennel and a button.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And. Yep, so. I'm going to cast a spell, so now I can have it. let me actually double check. Can I cast this at a higher level?
I can always just cast light on a thing.
I can do that too, but this is easier.
So,
I don't know. Light's pretty fucking easy to cast.
Jesus, yeah, but Ben, people... some of us want to see too.
Well, yeah. Fine. Throda will walk up and cast it on Urpax and Raquel.
Thanks.
So three dark visions. Wee. Dark vision for everyone.
You get dark vision and you get dark vision.
Urpax is like debating whether he just casts light just to be like, well, I can fucking, I can fix it. I have magic too, you know. Fucking.
Not as magical as Throden.
Start blasting out fairy fire and wall of fire. Just anything that lights, makes light. Hypnotic pattern.
You guys start making your way down. And surprisingly, the earth isn't as cool as it typically is for caverns. It's warm. And you're not sure if this is the property of the tree or what, but it is surprisingly warm. And for the first time in probably a while, you feel a little at ease as you are descending down these steps. And eventually, you get to the bottom and you are in like a 20 by 20 cavern. With roots hanging down into the room. And there are 5 little Oh no, that's the wrong word. There's five little pillars standing on the far wall.
Any definition to them?
Go ahead and make me a... Are you going up and checking them?
I'm looking all around because I'm like, I'm in the lead of the group. I'm looking at, seeing things first. I'm just looking like at a distance to see if I notice anything.
Yeah, make me a... make me a perception check, Sean.
Okay. And I would have like held my hand up to the group behind me to be like, stay for a second.
Mm-hmm. That's what you see, is you see this like 20 by 20.
With my room. Crit fail.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's you still a six.
And gone. You see five pillars, because I can't count.
You rolled so poorly, you see an extra pillar.
Right?
Is that a pillar? Is that a wall?
Or I'm just like standing in front of the pillar while everybody's there just looking at me like motioning back, like, don't come any further. And I'm like looking at... I'm not even looking at the pillars, I'm just looking at a wall.
Hey, Lauren, can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
I should have said this earlier. I'm actively keeping an eye on Fennel and making sure that if there is an opportunity for me to protect him, I will do so. Just, you know that I'm near him pretty much at all
times.
You're
watching for Fennel. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So is a button, but a button's ahead. So
right, but I was just saying because I'm behind Fennel that I'm keeping... This time in a good way, Matthew. Unless Ben ruins it.
Yeah, right. Ben always does this.
I don't want to turn back into a statue. I want Fennel to live. I have a vested interest.
Hold
better
on.
Better start
I'm
feeding me booze. A button.
A setup real fast. It's on the far left of the map you're currently on, so that way I can give you like visual.
Now I've only
Is that how that would work? If Fennel died, I would basically pop back in and someone would have to speak a command word. So
I
for
don't know.
Like
we'll find out.
Okay, because I'm like there's some characters out of combat if Fennel goes down.
I'd rather not find out, thank you.
Right?
Well, let's not be staying alive, Matthew.
Get good, kids. Like let's live. Go.
It's okay. I think Matthew should win a reward for most characters re-rolled. Most characters that I know, boo. It's
right. Actually, I think Matt and I are tied for the amount of characters in one season.
I had two in one season. Yeah,
but like yours was like willing.
Still. But I just said the amount of characters in a season. I didn't say dead.
Clover doesn't... I feel like Clover doesn't count.
No, he doesn't.
I didn't say dead.
Well,
if you count Clover, then I think you win in that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't count Clover because it was his choice.
Awesome.
He's not dead. He just left.
Same thing with Lisan.
For sure.
Lisan just like decided to die himself.
You know? No, that's a real death.
That's a legit death.
Yeah.
Somebody, one of us had to die.
Oh, that's true, but like Matthew keeps just dying.
That is true.
And Matthew's never had to die. He just does.
Involuntary character death.
Anyways. So on the left side of the current map, let me make sure you guys, that's actually the right map you guys are on. I drew a half-ass box of 20-20 diameter room. And I numbered them with like where the little pillars are. And yes, four and five are scrunched together, but it just will be
because
deal with
of a button's bad perception roll.
No, because Lauren
this
didn't
is a button drawing.
It's a button drawing.
Yep.
Did you? Oh, there it is. I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Far left side. Did I say right side? It's the left side. My
you know
bad,
what?
Dude.
It doesn't matter, Stephanie. Oh,
okay,
just,
gotcha.
Know. Not getting it. I was looking for it in the middle of the map. I was looking for a new map. Okay. All right. So those are the pillars. One through five ahead of us. And we are here. De bueno?
Mm-hmm. A button is like, Sean, you put him wherever you want, but I figured he's kind of like looking in the room like that.
Yeah, that's pretty, that's exactly where he would be. Yeah.
Probably back here.
Well, I mean, I would have had to have made some sort of mistake there, Lauren, because, like, not only did I roll shitty on my stealth, so I'm out in the open, my perception was awful, too. So, I'm definitely out of position, if that helps you at all.
Yeah. Yeah. But that is what a button sees, is a room and five small little pillars, and vines, roots from the tree growing down It's what? Like caressing the broom almost. It's really.
What do you see?
Really cool in my mind.
I'm gonna look at Raquel and motion. Doesn't seem dangerous, and then motion everybody into the room.
Well, darlings, it seems like it's okay. A button says he's checked it out, and it looks great.
Well, if it's safe, I guess we keep going.
I still think we should proceed with caution.
Well, yes.
You say that. All right, and so I'm gonna, you know, go in cautiously.
Orin. Then suddenly Fennel steps on a crack and breaks his neck.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So Fennel stepped into the room as well?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Herpax, what are you doing?
I very hesitantly also... I'm like... I finally, fine, I'm in. I'm like, sharing. I don't want to be the one stepping forward, so somebody else has to. Otherwise, I'm sharing space with a button.
That's fair. And Herpax, as you step in the room, the roots of the trees begin glowing red. And as you're kind of looking at them, they illuminate the room. And they're written in a language in Celestial. And now they actually illuminate the pillars that you can see in front of you. There are five.
I can actually read Celestial.
Cool. It says...
you know what? I'm like...
All it says
repeatedly is, the champions draw near.
It says, if anybody doesn't say it out loud, it's like, I think the runes that say the champions are here are referring to us, but why would we be the champions? We're just in a group of adventurers, aren't we?
Oh, darling, we're much more than that.
A bigger purpose.
We did defeat the darkness.
I suppose.
And met the gods.
There is that.
You know, just adventure things.
I'm kind of a big deal, Fennel. I don't know how long we've been hanging out, but, you know, not to toot my own horn, as they say.
Turtle's going to go up and...
He doesn't really see that stuff as big deal to him.
I know.
Yeah.
Thurman's going to go up and, like, examine one of these pillar thingies.
Okay.
Because just, like, from this distance, there's not, like, anything. We can just be like, oh, yeah, that one's clearly, like, green and that one's yellow or something. But mm-hmm. I assume they're all just...
I think Fennel's going to do the same thing.
Go ahead and make me investigation checks.
Oh, good.
Oh, I'm bad at these.
Same.
I think Raquel and I would probably be looking as well because we're following Fennel.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, investigation 20.
You see Fennel's bell ready.
I am looking at number
3. You see Fennel's bell ready to step on the pressure plate.
Oh, killer, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm looking over your back and I natty 20'd it.
Natty 20'd it. Okay.
At 14.
Shot.
So I got a
6, Lauren. So I'm sure that gives me a lot of information.
Oh my god. I don't know if you noticed, but I got a 6.
I see the world.
I rolled a 9, so we can say 999.
That's what you see.
So, Throden and Fennel, you guys are checking out these pillars, and you're not really sure what the big deal is like. And they're really cool pillars. That's a nice architect work. Stephanie, Raquel, Herpax, and a button. The pillars are actually made of, it's like a, it's still made out of the wood, but it's a deep red color, like almost like a cherry red.
Cherry, yeah.
Which is very interesting. Breaking out again?
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said I was breaking out again. I was like, I'm sorry. the pillars are made of a deep red color, and it's wood. And Raquel and Herpax, you notice that on top of these pillars, like, they come up to about, like, your waist. Like, they don't go from all the way from floor to top. They come up to about your waist, and as you're looking down on top of these pillars, right on the head of them, where you can put something on it, there's indentions in the pillars, like something like gem-shaped goes in there. But Herpax, you notice that on these pillars, on the top, like right where the indentions are, there's just a faint color, just a faint different color that stands out to you.
And so, does those colors, say, match some sort of gems we might have seen at some point?
Oh my god, exactly like the gems that you guys have.
Lauren, do I have a gem?
You do.
Do we all have gems?
Reach down to your pockets, and you have gems in them.
So then once I notice that, I do that exact thing, and I reach into my pocket, and I take my gem, and I put it in the right colored slot.
And it glows a brilliant white, I believe. Let me look at my note.
I take out my gem, and I crush it. I'm just kidding. What would happen if I did that? How would that work?
Find out.
Oh, now I want to crush it.
Because you and I would have to swap campaign. Like, I don't know. I would have to DM myself.
Are you ready for that shit? Because we can do it, baby.
I don't like, you would... Huh? Because I don't have a character. Wait, I don't know how that would work. Who would be the other character then?
I don't know. We'll find out. I'm just
saying. No, I don't. I'm not going to crush it. I'm not gonna
there's
crush
only
it.
One way to find out, Sean.
There's no way I would do that. I would have no motivation to do that. But it'd be an interesting thought, for sure. Yeah, I'm following suit with whatever I see Urpak's doing. He looks like he's got a purpose.
Yep. So Urpak's put his blue gem in, and it lights up into this brilliant blue light, and it kind of emasculates the entire room. Raquel, you put your black gem in. I believe it's black. I don't remember. Off the top of my head.
I'm pretty sure it is.
And it also illuminates light. A button. You have the yellow gem. And you have to stand up on your tippy toes a little bit and reach up there and plop it in there. But as soon as it does, it joins the other colors, illuminating bright. Throden, yours is green. And Fennel, yours is white. Mm-hmm. And the colors are just beautiful. And then they're blinding. And you have to shield your eyes for just a moment. And as the light dies down, you look back at the pedestals. And there, standing where your gems were, is a vial of clear liquid.
Ugh.
Like, there's 5 vials of clear liquid?
Mm-hmm. There's a vial of clear liquid standing in front of you where your gem was.
Raquel's going to pick it up and, like, sniff it.
Yeah, can I do, like, a medicine check?
Yeah. I want to do a straight-up intelligence check, Lauren.
What are you wanting?
See where I'm at mentally.
Yeah.
Can I roll a nature check?
Yeah.
What role would you like, Lauren?
Yeah.
Whatever you want to give me. You want to give me a dexterity check?
Actually.
Let's do it.
I rolled I rolled a 12.
No, medicine, nature, intelligence. Stephanie, get out of here with your charisma shit.
A button is gonna like motion everybody's hands down for a second, and he grabs his vial and he says, "Tonight might be my last night on this wonderful plane of Irulan." And I motioned you guys, and I say, "Family to me." And I pop the cork and drink it.
Okay. Make me a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Oh.
Eight. I have a +5 and I rolled an 8.
God damn.
Roll me a d4.
I cannot. I just cannot. A 2.
All right. A button pops the bottle and he drinks all of it. And he smacks his little beak. And he looks like he's about to say something until his eyes just all of a sudden glow white and roll back, and he drops down.
That looks pretty badass.
I put my vial in my pack and like check on him.
Yeah, make me a medicine check.
10. I have a +7 to this thing.
Oh wow, guys!
He's breathing. Night. He's breathing. He just seems to be unconscious. You're just not for sure how long.
I'm gonna examine my thing to see if I can figure out what it is that he drank. 27 on my medicine check.
Jesus Christ. Okay. So I'm sorry. I'm just trying to go back.
Thank
and
you,
get
Ben.
Everyone's...
Thanks, Daddy Ben.
Yeah, I was about to flip a coin to decide whether to drink it too. So
I rolled a 12 on my intelligence check. I was like, I'm dumb enough to drink this shit.
So let me backtrack for a hot second real fast, because I know that there were other checks made for this specific incident. Go back to, so Kyle rolled a 12. I'm ignoring Stephanie's persuasions.
Wait, I did what a medicine later.
What about my religion check?
That one's
that's what I was getting to. Your religion check, 20. So you're kind of looking at these vials, and you kind of get a sense that, okay, maybe the artifact was split. They are talking about splitting powers. And before you can get even further, you just hear, you look over, and a button is on the ground.
By the way, Kyle, a religion check was very smart. just it was. Out of character. That's a smart thing to think of.
I mean, a god mm-hmm. gave it to us.
Right.
She said, roll anything you want. And I was like, oh.
It's free for all. And she lied because I did.
Well, I also will roll the persuasion because it is my it is my best skill. But
so, it's like, Raquel, with your medicine check, you can't get a whole lot from this. It's definitely something. And you're kind of looking over at a button and he's not dead. He's still breathing. Some weird shit just happened. Thurden, with your medicine check, Fennell, with your medicine check, you get about the same thing as Raquel, but it's Thurden. Thurden, you kind of open the vial, you sniff it, and you give it like the little wafty, and then you just take a little dab and lick it, and it's tangy and it's full of power.
God,
whatever's in this bottle is powerful.
That's power.
It probably knocked a button on his ass.
Lauren, what does power taste like?
Magic. Tangy. Tastes like tang.
For some reason, when you said power, I'm thinking of Terry Crews busting out with a vial. It's like, power.
I was thinking it's probably tastes like poppers or like meth or something.
Oh, jeez. I wouldn't know what that tastes like.
Not great.
So, I look at Thorne and he's like, do you think this is kind of like what happened with, when we tried Lisan's mushrooms? Like, we're supposed to be unconscious for this?
Perhaps, but it may have just been that it overwhelmed a button. He was, drinking heavily earlier.
Quick question. Heads or tails?
Tails, darling, always.
All right.
Raquel does seem like a tails person.
Exactly.
I flipped a coin and it landed on heads. So, all right. Never mind. Somebody else can drink it.
I'll try it out. If
none of you are willing, I will try it.
I just said I would.
You seemed hesitant.
Oh, darlings. Everybody knock it off and then I drink it.
There we go.
Constitution saving throw.
Okay, you got it.
throw it and follow suit.
Fuck me. Same. 10!
10? All right. Fennell and Throden, make me con saves.
Oh my god.
Wow, weird. Poor.
Man, the bar was low, but y'all just keep ducking.
Holy fucking shit, man.
All right, so the three of you need to roll a d4.
Hell of a night, guys. Hell of a night.
Mm-hmm.
For the record, that's a 5, a 4.
Hold on. Do I have anything that would give me the advantage on that?
Hold on. Let me look.
Hold on. You all are... no, never mind. I was about to do the thing that Cam gets, but you don't get shit from me.
Let me look real fast, Ben.
Looks like no. I can hold my breath for 15 minutes.
That's not going to help you.
You don't know. Let him try.
I think a button can hold his breath for 15 minutes too. He just won't be alive after that.
Well, once you hold your breath past the first like 4 minutes, then you could just keep holding it, right?
Just forever. It's a party trick.
Mm-hmm. Thurden can bring you back.
No, you don't have anything. All right, so Fennell, Raquel, and Thurden, you kind of watch as Raquel throws it back quickly, and then you guys follow suit. And the same thing happens.
No one should ever follow suit.
Right? And Herpex, you watch as your companions just drop to the ground.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, is the whole party just comatose on the fucking ground in front of me now?
Fennell, you're out for 1 hour. Raquel, you're out for 2 hours. And Thurden, you're out for 3.
Mother!
Is a button just out forever?
A button is out for 2.
And so, all right, Herpex is standing there for like a solid couple minutes thinking like, do I just start a new life? Like, am I supposed to do this?
This is gonna go down in the history books of my family.
All right. I guess. Fuck it. He chugs the bottle. I guess. Say,
and Urpax lived happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. You hear faintly in your mind, yeah, say fuck it. And go ahead and roll me a constitution saving throw.
All right. So can I give myself bardic inspiration, or is that not?
I don't think you're high enough level yet.
All right. I think that's whatever.
Lore bards, like I think.
Yeah, it's
seven.
Roll the d4.
Why are we rolling so bad?
The highest roll was a 10.
A 1. All right.
And Urpax
plomp
claims you, and you feel yourself as you hit the ground unconscious. And that's where we're going to end tonight's episode. Wait,
can I ironically say that I was smart enough to just lay on the ground and
get?
Yeah. Urpax just closes his eyes.
Use like a bedroll.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious that we all just drank it standing up. That's the dumbest shit ever.
And I watched four people just plop to the ground, and I'm like, all right, let me get myself nice and comfortable and roll out like my bedroll.
Like
a couple of
bleeding, like there's some scrapes there.
Only
like
the,
someone hit their head.
Only the old man would think of something like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. So I don't have any updates on the end of this. You know, check us out on our Discord. The best place to find the link to that is on our website, tabletopchampions.com. And I don't know how your sitch is going, but my quick update for everybody is that while this was happening, I purchased online an irresponsible amount of nonpareils. So, you know, things are going okay over here. And when I say irresponsible amount, let's just take a guess. In pounds, how many pounds do you think the irresponsible amount of candy that I just bought is?
Two. I once got a 5-pound bag of gummy bears from you, Kyle.
Yes, yes.
And so I know that you had to guess, that's reasonable because you said that to me.
I just want you to know, if you had to guess bulk dark chocolate, nonpareils candy, how much do you think I purchased?
25.
I would say 20.
3 pounds.
20? All right. So first of all,
you asked what was unreasonable, though.
25 pounds?
Look, I'm not here to judge.
That's
lie.
About that's Stephanie, that's half of Jude.
Don't you judge me now, Sean.
I'm just saying, well, I'm judging Kyle because 25 pounds is an irresponsible amount of chocolate to buy. Mm-hmm.
Kyle, I got a good deal on a 4-pack of 1.5-pound bags. So I might have bought 6 pounds, but Jesus, 25 and 20 pounds?
Look, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life, Kyle. Mm-hmm. I'm just here to support you, honey.
Also,
I'm glad to know.
I do remember you buying Steph a 5-pound bag of gummy bears. So
yeah, she just said that.
Yeah, it's like, and you did say that was reasonable.
Is this still the tail end of the episode?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. Well, toodles.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.